are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, here to give you the latest news and notes about the Pacers as they now head into NBA All-Star Weekend and extended break for a week, and boy, do they need it. On this episode, we'll look at the Pacers' loss to the Washington Wizards and explain how the Pacers showed us what blah looks like. Pretty good visuals they displayed on the court at the Fieldhouse, so we'll get into that, as well as the NBA All-Star Weekend schedule, which has the Pacers involved in events on all three evenings in New Orleans. But before we dive in, reminder to hit me up with any comments, questions, or emails. Even before I tape this, I'm getting emails, so appreciate the comments. You can hit me up at email, indycornrows@gmail.com, and on Twitter, at IndyCornrows. Alright, so yes, the Pacers put a nice visual representation of the word blah on display at the Fieldhouse. Losing to the Wizards, 111-98. And what does that look like exactly? Well, if you break it down into some of the details of the visual, you have your star defender, Paul George, complaining about the team's perimeter defense after a loss on the road in Cleveland, and then the team comes out and watches the Wizards knock down 6 3-pointers in the first 6 minutes of the game, including 4 by Otto Porter, with Paul George right in the vicinity. For the game, the Wizards made 11 more threes than the Pacers, and Otto Porter made 6 of his 10 threes that he shot. And that guy has just been on fire all season. I think he needs to change the spelling of his first name. My goodness. So what else does blech look like? Well, how about Rodney Stuckey appearing to get loose late in the game for a breakaway layup that might give the Pacers a little surge and to make a late run at what seemed like a constant double-digit lead by the Wizards, only to have John Wall soar in and volleyball spike the ball off the backboard and clear it out and head the other way. How about, you know, the Pacers bench outscoring the Wizards 39-14, and the Pacers still losing by 13. How about Paul George again in the midst of what seemed like 6 or 7 pretty good opportunities to surge back in and compete for the game in the second half? Paul George settled for a quick shot above the top of the key with his foot, you know, easily over the three-point line. So, you know, we got to watch the longest possible two-point shot attempt and then watch it bounce off the rim. Blah! And how about Miles Turner? Well, bounces up for a nice little putback late in the game, heads the other way, assuming it was in, and then realizes the ball took a freakish little hop inside the cylinder and bounced out. Blah. Then finally we have the signature blah moment as CJ Miles tried to release a little frustration on a breakaway dunk in the waning seconds of the game, soared in for a one-hander, but instead the ball just bounced harmlessly away, way up in the air. The game's final insult for the Pacers. Blah. It was ugly. All the way around, the Pacers were not able to get themselves in position to compete for a win down the stretch. They did rally from a early 17-4 deficit after all those early threes to get back and tie up the game and compete in the first half, but seemed to be down by anywhere from 7 to 12 points throughout the second half and could never get over the hump. Really, their only chances were when the reserves were playing. But even then, they were unable to get the traction needed to make a real surge at the game. And, you know, the Wizards are simply a better team right now. Their starting unit is fantastic. John Wall's playing really well. He had 20 points. Really, you know, Markieff Morris and Otto Porter led the Wizards in scoring. They didn't even lean on Beal and Wall as they have. But the most impressive thing with Wall these days is, you know, he's always been a high-energy, fast player who's long and, you know, athletic for his position. But you can always rely on him missing, you know, those mid-range jumpers, and forcing him to settle on a jumper was always a win in the long run for the defense. But no longer, he seemed to be a little more consistent, knocking down a shot within his range, not always forcing a three or trying to make a three. He can stop and pop and get his shot off at any time. So, you know, settling sometimes for that mid-range shot, if it's getting reliable, is going to make him a real handful. I'd say, you know, the Wizards are playing among the best of any team in the East right now. Celtics also surging. Cavs, of course, are adjusting to some time without Kevin Love. You know, they will be available and ready to roll at the playoff time. But I guess if I'm looking at the Wizards and where they may have issues in the playoffs, it would be where that depth kind of comes in. And not only that, but their overall team defense can struggle at times. Even tonight, they seem to be swapping buckets with the Pacers at times. And I think in the playoffs, when the game gets a little slower and grinds down and you need to have a little more defensive fortitude, that might come up and bite them. But they've got so many weapons on that offensive end that they may be able to run right past that grind type of game and get something done. So they're going to be a fun team to watch. And it's kind of nice to see that group come together, a young group like that, that is finding their way when you think about Bradley Beal and Otto Porter really finally chipping in to be guys around John Wall that are bringing the best out of him, who, you know, really isn't that young anymore, even though he seems to have young legs at all times. So Wizards look impressive, but while the Wizards were impressive and the Pacers were blah, the blackiness didn't end at the final buzzer. After the game, Paul George, speaking to the media from his seat in the locker room, told the media that we, of course, even though he says we, he's not implying him, haven't adjusted to the new NBA with all the threes and perimeter shooting, and they have to try something new, similar to what he said in Cleveland. And that alone is driving me insane. I hope he drops that narrative, because didn't Paul sit in that exact same chair in the preseason last season and complain about the Pacers trying to play him at the four and not wanting to play the four, which was an attempt to adjust to the new NBA? I mean, am I losing my mind here? It seems like all of a sudden Paul George is learning about this new NBA. I mean, black! This is the worst black of the night, and it's driving me nuts. The style of play really almost isn't new anymore. Larry Bird's been talking about it for 2 or 3 years. They're trying to adjust. They don't have the personnel, and they really don't have it. With Thad Young out, it is killing their rotations. They just don't have the right parts, and their margin for error with Thad Young isn't real great. It's razor thin at this point, and it's become a source of frustration when they're playing good teams that can stretch them out and make them guard and expose the big guys like Kevin Serafin or Al Jefferson and force the Pacers to play two bigs and clog things up. I mean, Pacers did late in the game try a little smaller lineup with Monte, Stuckey, CJ Miles, Miles Turner, and PG, where, guess what? I'd call PG the power forward in that lineup, although they probably would say it was CJ Miles. But regardless, that was a little bit of a smaller lineup attempt. And really, Pacers got some things done with that lineup. They just didn't get shots to fall in. And there was just no slowing down the Wizards. So, you know, forget about the players. I think we all need an all-star break. I'm kind of tired of the whining. Obviously, 6-game losing streak. Everyone's on edge, searching for answers, not happy. And it would be nice to have a little break from that mess, as the Pacers head into All-Star Weekend. Oh, and yeah, please don't tell me the Pacers mailed it in on the night before the All-Star break, okay? They just got their, simply got their ass beat by a dynamic starting unit for the Wizards, really. They just outplayed the Pacers, and they were, if you want to throw in the fair caveat here, the teams played last Friday. Since then, the Wizards played one game, had two full days off. Pacers are on the back-to-back and have played, their fourth game since then, so that, obviously is a factor. Tired legs are involved, and when both teams are on equal footing, the Wizards are a lot quicker on the floor. But, with fresh legs, that advantage is even greater. So this really wasn't the case, I don't think, of the Pacers mailing it in. Sure, they got frustrated. But regardless, they didn't have anything for the Wizards on this night. So, again, Pacers are off until next Friday when they host the Memphis Grizzlies. And, for a little tasty irony, considering Paul George's comments about adjusting to the new NBA, the Grizzlies are one of the few teams that really doesn't rely on that quote-unquote new NBA style of play. So maybe that's a good thing for Pacers. They better not change too much before playing the Wizards. But hopefully they can change the lineup and have Thad Young back and available after a long break with that wrist that continues to be described as having some swelling. And now we're, past a couple weeks, and that is kind of getting concerning if it's something that might need more than rest. But hopefully that's just the case, and Thad will be back in the lineup and able to get CJ back in that lineup. I mean, that starting five, when they were healthy, was rolling pretty good and being pretty efficient throughout. So hopefully they can get back rolling when they return to play, because the schedule's still going to be a challenge when they get back, but not quite as lethal as these last five of the last six games, which Pacers lost. They lost all six, but five of those were, against teams that they're going to have trouble beating on any night, regardless of the situation. So let's put this mess behind us and move on to All-Star Weekend, where there will be plenty of Pacers involved in New Orleans. All three nights, Friday night, Miles Turner will compete and complete the back-to-back-to-back by playing in the Rising Stars Challenge on the U.S. team in the U.S. versus international game for rookies and second-year players. I'm assuming it won't be as taxing as the last two games, but Turner's played quite a few minutes in Cleveland and then, another 36 against the Wizards, so he might be a little worn out, but should get some juice from playing with all the great players, and obviously won't have to play heavy minutes in that All-Star role. And then on Saturday night, Glenn Robinson III will be part of the All-Star Saturday festivities, competing in the dunk contest, where Aaron Gordon is currently the favorite based on his near win last season. So we'll see what GR3 has in store on the big stage to put on a show. And then, of course, the big show on Sunday, the actual NBA All-Star game. Paul George will be representing the Pacers as part of the Eastern Conference Reserve Unit as they take on the Mighty West on Sunday evening, which will be intriguing to see if you can get Durant, Westbrook, Curry, Klay Thompson all on the floor. Why not? Should be some fun mixing and matching going on there with all that running and gunning talent on the West. We'll see if the East has anything for them. And hopefully the level of play improves a little bit this year, where it's gotten kind of ridiculous. Always is ridiculous, but usually at some point everyone kind of buckles down and goes for the win at the end. Seemed to take quite a while for that to kick in last year. There were so many points and the score got so lopsided. And really it became, is Paul George going to break the scoring record? And then eventually Greg Popovich said, no, he's not. Threw some defense at him. So we'll see what PG has in store this year. And, of course, after his rough week shooting the ball, I'm sure he won't miss anything in New Orleans. But if that is the case, hopefully he'll bring back some of that good mojo to the Fieldhouse. And hopefully all three of these guys can bring back some juice and give the Pacers a spark, which was a source of discussion after the game that the team is missing. Although no one, including Paul George, seems to know where they can go to get that spark. But somehow they're going to have to figure it out. Hey, maybe Thad Young can give him that spark when he gets back. Hopefully he will return because, again, they really miss him. All right, well, thanks for listening again. Share your thoughts on the game or anything that's going on over the All-Star weekend. And, of course, trade deadline coming up February 23rd. Keep an eye out for any rumors. You can reach me at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And, of course, you can find the pod on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are archived and available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.